At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Hornets road trip continues. They'll wrap this one up in Cleveland, Ohio tonight, taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers, who will then be welcomed into the Queen City to tip off the Hornets' 8-game homestand coming up at Spectrum Center. Tickets for all 8 games available at Hornets.com. So who better with not one but 2 games pending between the Hornets and Cavs to have on than the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Tim Alcorn from the Cavaliers Radio Network. He's going to join me in just a moment. He'll talk about his journey to the NBA, the process that he has seen play out for Cleveland in terms of going from a cellar dweller, if you will, in the Eastern Conference towards building a winner, which the Cavs have right now, currently in a top 3 position in the Eastern Conference. And of course, we'll preview the 2 head-to-head meetings coming up over the next couple of days. Without further ado, let's welcome the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Tim Alcorn, here to the Hornets Hivecast. Tim, thanks for jumping on with us.
Oh, Sam, great to join you.
It's a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us. Before we talk about your journey and the upcoming matchups, I want to talk a little bit more about the process of building a winner, because when you started as the voice of the Cavs, it was not the ready-made champion. You didn't inherit the LeBron era of the Cleveland Cavaliers, and right now Hornets fans are going through some growing pains as they await, hopefully, a future postseason core to really mature and, most importantly, grow to full health. So you've seen the building blocks come into being, team making a breakthrough last year and making the postseason year before, finishing above 500. What goes into, in your opinion, turning an NBA franchise from a squad that's struggling to get out of the basement of their own division to one that can contend for, hopefully, a title?
Sam, that's a great question, and you're right. I have seen it from the bottom to not necessarily the top, but the Cavaliers are getting close. I'm in my 5th year doing play-by-play, and year one, the Cavaliers won 19 games. Now, that was the year that was shortened by COVID, but it was a team that was certainly in transition. There was a coaching change made at the All-Star break. John Beilein, who had been the head coach, was in his first year, decided the pro game's not for me, and so J.B. Bickerstaff took things over, and it was a young, struggling basketball team. 19 wins. You get to year two, and of course, that was a shortened season as well, starting late because of COVID. Cavs went to 22 wins in that second year. So again, just a slow process. The third year, as far as my tenure, is when things really turned around. The drafting of Evan Mobley, the acquisition of Ricky Rubio, and all of a sudden some young pieces were in place. They added Mobley to Darius Garland, who had been a first round pick the year that I came on board, and Rubio, that veteran presence to pair with Kevin Love, a veteran that was kind of still with the team or with the team from their championship years. And they went from 22 wins to 44 wins, and that was the big step forward. I mentioned Mobley and Rubio, and the shrewd acquisition of Jared Allen. So he was added to the mix, got to the play-in tournament, got bounced. Now the pieces were in place, and you can see what the vision was. Last year, 51 wins, and again, an improvement. You get to the first round of the playoffs, disappointing first round as they got knocked out by the Knicks in five games. But to go from 19 to 22 to 44 to 51 wins, and you ask what it takes, number one, shrewd evaluation. The Cavaliers have made some terrific picks with Darius Garland, with Mobley, with Isaac Okoro. So you've got to have talent development guys and player development guys that know how to work with these young kids. Secondly, it takes patience. You're going to have to struggle through some tough nights and some tough ball games as these young players learn on the fly. But Sam, I think the other thing is stability. After those 19 and 22 win years, a lot of ownership groups may have gotten impatient and said, no, this isn't working. But they stuck with J.B. Bickerstaff, Kobe Altman, the general manager, now president of basketball operations. He has seen this through. So you have to have patience, but you also have to have stability. So the Cavaliers this year may or may not get to that 51-win total they had last year. Injuries have just racked this basketball team, and you'll see that Monday and Wednesday nights, depending upon who's on the floor for the Cavs. But it's been a slow process, and it takes patience. But in the end, if you're acquiring the right guys and you're drafting the right guys, the player acquisition part of the formula is huge. And if you have patience with those guys, generally it'll pay off.
Yeah, I agree. I think the acquisition part, that's tantamount to success, because all the other stuff comes secondary to great players. All-star level guys really make the difference, and you've acquired a few of them, mostly by trade, but some through the draft as well. And even the ones you get by trade, they're there because you have the assets, either by drafting well or by trading away future picks. And when you look at where the Hornets sit right now, I think it's not all that different from where the Cavs were when you arrived in your first couple of years. You see, for Charlotte, a couple of recent top three picks that seem very, very promising in terms of their journey towards future stardom. One of them's already there, LaMelo Ball, sadly another injury-plagued season, but he's one of the youngest all-stars in NBA history. Brandon Miller's off to a fantastic start now in his rookie season, and they've accumulated a lot of picks with recent drafts. So whether they choose to use those picks, whether they trade them away in search of their own version of a Donovan Mitchell or Jared Allen, you know, that'll remain to be seen. But it feels, to me at least, and I view a lot of things through purple and teal colored glasses, but I love your outsider's opinion, that is Charlotte positioned right now to make a jump, either by having the players they already have in-house get healthy and come together starting next season, or by using the assets they've accumulated to shuffle the deck a little bit but acquire someone with that kind of star caliber?
Absolutely. No, I think your assessment is very accurate, Sam, because it seems as though there's parallel paths that these two organizations are taking. Those young players that you referred to, letting them grow and letting them mature to life in the NBA, and then once they get the sense of what it takes to win, then making those trades, as you said, perhaps utilizing that draft capital, the assets that you have. For the Cavaliers, Kobe Altman was very shrewd. I mentioned the Jared Allen deal, bringing him in as the big guy around Mobley and around Garland and Okoro. Then last year, Donovan Mitchell, he felt the Cavs were on the cusp, meaning Kobe Altman, of getting to that next level, but he knew he needed a star player, and there was no bigger star in the Western Conference than Donovan Mitchell. So he went out and he made that acquisition last year, and then this offseason, again, I think Kobe very shrewdly, bringing in Max Strus and a signing trade with Miami, the free agent signing of George Niang. So he's continually adding pieces to this puzzle, and certainly the proof is in the pudding. And I can see Charlotte taking those same steps. You've got to get those young players in, and then once those guys develop and mature, then veteran players say, okay, I see what Charlotte's doing. They got a nice nucleus, and I can add to that. So I think the paths are very similar, no doubt.
Hornets hopefully following that roadmap Cleveland has put in place. Cleveland on the precipice of another playoff run, coming off of one, or a playoff berth last season. Hopefully they'll be making a playoff run. Charlotte will take on the Cavs for back-to-back games coming up shortly. We're talking to the voice of the Cavs, Tim Alcorn, today here on the Hornets Hivecast. Coming up next, we're going to talk about his journey to the NBA, a local guy from Ohio who ends up landing his dream job. We'll talk about his journey next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Sam Farber here with you on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Tim Alcorn is our guest today. He is the voice of Cleveland Cavaliers basketball on the Cavs radio network. And Tim, as I said at the end of last segment, your journey to the NBA, like everyone's journey to the NBA, very interesting and has, you know, its own bumps and impediments along the way. But eventually you land a dream job, getting to work from basically your home area, a local guy from Ohio, worked in Ohio, and now working as the voice of Ohio's NBA team, the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm sure you can tell the journey better than I can. Tell me about the process of working your way towards the NBA.
You're right, Sam. It's a dream job, and I'm incredibly blessed to sit in what they call the Joe Tate perch at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Of course, Joe Tate, the iconic play-by-play broadcaster for the Cavaliers for nearly 40 years. He's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. And to try to shorten the story somewhat, you mentioned I'm from Ohio, but not originally. I actually grew up in the New England area, lived north of Boston and south of Boston. And ironically, the Cavs flagship station, 1100 out of Cleveland, one of those 50,000 waters, when I was a young boy, it would boom into the New England area. It still does. And I would listen to Joe Tate as a young man living in Boston, just north and just south of the city. And again, try to shorten that story. But as a teenager is when I moved to Ohio, but always had this dream of being a sportscaster. And that's a whole other side story, but had the opportunity to go to Kent State University, and while there, met Joe Tate as the voice of the Cavaliers, and it seemed surreal that here was this guy that I listened to as a youngster, 600-700 miles away, now meeting him, and we struck up a friendship and a great relationship that lasted decades. Joe was like a second father to me. We were very close, and as I got into the broadcasting business after my graduation from Kent State, I worked at a local station west of Cleveland, and that station became a Cavalier affiliate station along the network. And so my relationship with Joe just continued to grow and build, and I was doing all sorts of high school sports at that radio station, football, basketball, baseball, softball. I did play-by-play for basically anything that high school kids would play. And so my job, insofar as with the Cavaliers, it's twinged with some sadness because in September of 2019, the television voice of the Cavaliers, and a great broadcaster and a great guy, Fred McLeod, passed suddenly. And so the Cavs desperately needed to bring somebody in. So the plan that they put together was to move John Michael, who was the radio voice, to the television side. And so John took over after Fred's passing on the television side. And I was hired to be the radio play-by-play voice of the Cavaliers in September of 2019. And it was a whirlwind 8 to 10 days after Fred's passing. The season was just about ready to start. So I went from doing high school football one Friday night to a Cavs exhibition game about 10 days later. And but as I said, to sit in that Joe Tate perch, who was a great friend of mine, and we had an incredible relationship, it really is just the honor of my life, because I just try to uphold the incredible legacy and standard that Joe Tate set. He was one of the greatest to ever do it, and to have such a relationship with him that I now sit in the chair that he sat in is just incredible to me. And when I think about the fact that this was the guy that I listened to as a 10, 11, 12-year-old kid living in New England, just makes it all the more surreal.
I pinch myself often having those, you know, similar thoughts of getting to do what we do. And like I said, I don't think there's an announcer or a person really in the NBA who doesn't have their own story that, you know, has its own unique nature to it. But I'm right there with you. I remember getting the call that I had gotten the job with the Hornets. And, you know, a week before, I was living in California working through COVID, trying to piece back together the what was, you know, a pretty decent grouping of assignments, calling games that had been disrupted by COVID, to getting the job and figuring out how to move myself across the country and move my family across the country and make all that happen. So there's no such thing as an uninteresting journey to the NBA, but yours particularly so. There is one aspect of it, though, that I wanted to tap into, and that is, I'm sure you talk to a lot of young people, just like Joe talked to you, who are aspiring to do this, and I don't know that I would recommend your journey to the NBA specifically, only because whenever young people come to me and talk about their dream jobs, I say you have to have the dream of the job itself and not to have one particular one, because the odds of making the NBA or making it as a sportscaster in and of itself are so low to begin with. You know, to say the only way I'll be happy in life is as a young person in Charlotte or a young person in Cleveland is to be the voice of the Hornets or the voice of the Cavs. Well, there's only one or two of those at a time, so the odds aren't really that great. But you were able, as someone who ended up going to high school and college in Ohio, to land up in Ohio, a pretty unique journey.
Oh, there's no doubt. And listen, as you said, there's only 30 of these jobs as far as the NBA is concerned. And I love your point about it may not be the NBA where you end up, but just have a passion for what you're doing. I love doing play-by-play. And, you know, if I had to go back to doing high school sports tomorrow, I would love doing it because I love calling games. And so for young sportscasters, boy, Sam, you're dead on. You may not end up in an NBA chair, but love your job, because those who are calling sports are so fortunate and so lucky, because it's a job of passion. I mean, you have to love calling games, and I love calling games, whether it's a high school football game or baseball or softball or certainly the NBA. I mean, that's the pinnacle, but you have to love your job, and you make a great point there that you may not end up in the NBA, but love what you're doing, and it may not be the end-all be-all as far as where you end up. Just do what you do and enjoy it to the absolute max, because it's a very special job. There's nothing like play-by-play.
No question about it. Hornets and Cavs will have similar flight plans over the next couple of days. Charlotte visiting Cleveland and Cleveland at Charlotte. We'll preview the head-to-head matchups next with Tim Alcorn of the Cavs Radio Network after this on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Sam Farber here with you on the Hornets Hivecast. Time to preview tonight's game. Hornets visiting the Cleveland Cavaliers, who will be on night two of a back-to-back. Hornets, sadly, under 20 wins on the season and destined for the lottery once again. Cavs destined for the postseason. Who better to preview the dual matchups, one in Cleveland and one coming up in Charlotte, than the voice of the Cavs, Tim Alcorn, our guest today here on the HHC. So, Tim, as you referenced earlier in the podcast, the Cavs are dealing with some injury issues, have put yourselves in very good position in terms of the postseason race right now in the Eastern Conference. Things a little bit jumbled after number one, where the Boston Celtics are kind of head and shoulders above everybody else, but you're right there in the thick of it in that 2-5 grouping, trying to earn home court advantage for as long as you can in the Eastern Conference. You referenced dealing with injuries. Where do things sit right now in terms of timelines for players to make their return?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sam. And believe me, all interested parties on the Cavs side want to know the answer to that as well. Cavs for the past couple of weeks have been going without three starters. Donovan Mitchell, who of course really is the spiritual, inspirational, and on-the-floor leader of this basketball team. Max Strus and Evan Mobley, and a key contributor off the bench in Dean Wade, hasn't been going. So the Cavs have been down four major pieces. They're thinking that Donovan Mitchell may be back towards the end of this week. The original timetable was perhaps the end of this week, so we'll keep an eye on that. Evan Mobley has been participating in some workouts for the Cavaliers. He had a sprained ankle, so hopefully his return is sooner than later, as is the case with Max Strus. So these are key guys that the Cavaliers really depend on, obviously three starters. And yet, to your point, they've somehow managed to keep their head above water. And as you said, that Eastern Conference 2 through 5, 2 through 6 is so jumbled. Cavaliers really want to stay at least 2 through 4. You want that home court advantage in the first round. So we'll see how it goes. Cavs still have a tough 5-game West Coast road swing coming up starting next Sunday against Denver. So, boy, it's going to be a real trek to the finish line.
Hornets will do our best to make it a challenge for Cleveland here coming up for these next two. At worst, we're hoping for entertaining. Back in my ESPN days, whenever someone would ask me, who are you rooting for? I'd say, I'm rooting for close. So we're always rooting for good games. Hornets versus Cavs. We'll tip that one off tonight. For our game previews, Tim, what we like to do is do a player to watch from the Hornets, player to watch from the opposing team, and a stat to watch, other than points, because that's cheating. Obviously, whoever scores the most is going to win the game. So I'll let you choose the category first, and I'll follow your lead. Do you want to pick a Cavs player, a Hornets player, or a statistic to watch?
Oh, that's fun. I'll tell you what, I'll pick a Cavs player, and he has not been on the Cavalier team too long, but he's been a terrific addition. As the bodies were falling, the Cavs went out and signed to a 10-day deal, but again, he's going to be around longer than that. Keep an eye on Marcus Morris Sr. He's in his 13th year in the league, and he's bounced around. The Cavaliers are now his 8th team, but he has provided a heck of a spark for this Cavalier basketball team. We've talked about veteran leadership and how important that is, and with Max Strus and with Donovan Mitchell being out, Marcus Morris is a guy that brings some savviness to the team. He brings some physicality to the team. So yeah, Marcus Morris is a guy that's come off the bench, and he has really added a spark. And I'm even going to give you a second one, Sam, just because what the heck? Caris LeVert, he goes underrated on this Cavs team, and yet he's been thrust into the starting lineup in the absence of Strus and Donovan Mitchell. Normally he comes off the bench, and Caris is a guy that the Cavs are talking about sixth man of the year candidate. He certainly is deserving. So those two guys play critical roles for the Cavaliers. I'm going to go with Morris and LeVert.
I love the picks. I'll go add in a third one. I'm going to say Allen, your big center. He is such a load, and the Hornets obviously know Mark Williams the majority of the season. Do have a very strong backup in Nick Richards, who I think has had a real breakout year for the Hornets, averaging over 10 points per game for good portions of the season. Very, very productive. But Allen's got the ability at times to dominate any center in the NBA with his physicality, so he'll be the person I've keyed in on here for Cleveland tonight. Next up, a stat to watch or a Hornet to watch?
Let's do a stat to watch. For the Cavaliers, when their offense is doing well, that ball is moving. And a stat that I keep an eye on for the Cavaliers, of course, it's a big stat in the NBA, assist to turnover ratio. When the Cavaliers are piling up assists, especially when they get 30 or above, that means the ball is moving, and that means that they're getting great looks at the basket. Cavaliers have really gone the analytical route here in the past couple of months as far as launching three balls. And to launch three balls, you better have good looks. And the Cavaliers, when they're not turning it over and they're moving the basketball, they get good looks on the three balls. So I'll go with the assist-to-turnover ratio.
That was number one on my draft board. I'll go in a similar direction, though. Actually, it's not really that similar, but it's one that I think is aligned with something you were talking about there, and that is the three-point shooting. Cleveland absolutely is dialing in more on threes, or maybe less on mid-range twos. Something that comes with that quite a bit is long rebounds, and that makes rebounding even more important. Jared Allen obviously is capable of a double-double every single night. I think he's had 6 in his last 7 games or something strong like that. I won't say ridiculous, because for him that's more the norm, but that is a pretty good run to be on even for him. Charlotte at times has had difficulty rebounding the basketball. If you're going to go up against a team that shoots a lot of threes, if they're having a somewhat off night, you have to be able to make them pay, and the best way to do that isn't by just scoring on your own end, it's by limiting their extra opportunities. So I'm going to vote for one and done for the Hornets to have success. They need to keep Cleveland to that, and they need to do their part on the glass. Last but not least, we need Hornets to watch.
Well, to me, when you look at the Hornets, certainly a key guy on their basketball team is Bridges. I mean, Miles Bridges is one of those guys that you want to key on defensively. He kind of leads the way right now, especially with the injuries that the Hornets have been going through. So I think the Cavaliers, a strong defensive team, they usually will put their best defender, which is Isaac Okoro. He's a tremendous defender. They'll usually put him on the other team's top offensive weapon. I would think that would be Miles Bridges, and so I'll say keep an eye on that matchup tonight.
I like it. Miles Bridges leading the league right now in minutes per game, has a chance to be the third player in franchise history for the Hornets to do that, following Anthony Mason and Larry Johnson. So a pretty good company to be keeping there for Miles Bridges. I'll go slightly off the beaten path here. Brandon Miller obviously would be a top pick for the Hornets any given night, but I'll go with Vasilij Micić, the rookie point guard, the Hornets' other rookie from Serbia, the 30-year-old who was a two-time Euro MVP. He has really put together a strong run as the starting point guard for the Hornets. As injuries started to, you know, take away even more and more parts from Charlotte, Micić got elevated to the starting lineup, and while there, he's shooting north of 50% from the floor, over 35% from three, scoring over 16 points per game. He's been really, really good. Now, it doesn't replace what LaMelo Ball brings, and certainly you'd love to see those numbers as the backup point guard, just like you'd like to see Mark Williams at starting center and what Nick Richards has been able to contribute for Charlotte as the number two job, but overall, it doesn't diminish from what Micić has been able to do now, stepping into a starting role and really establishing himself here in the NBA. So he'll have an interesting matchup going up against Darius Garland, and we'll see how things pan out here for the Hornets against the Cavs, not once, but twice. We'll just have to see how it goes if the Hornets are able to make a late run here, a late push to make things a little more interesting, if for no one else, than for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And their great play-by-play voice, Tim Alcorn, will be on the call throughout the postseason. Hopefully it's a deep run for you, Tim. Hopefully the Hornets don't put too many stumbling blocks in front of you. But like I said, we're rooting for close and for good games and for further breadcrumbs of a brighter future for the Charlotte Hornets, at least here on the HHC.
You know, I do think it's a bright future for the Hornets. As we talked about earlier, Sam, I think the blueprint is in place. And boy, it's weird the way the NBA schedule played out twice this week. And then the regular season finale at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse on Sunday the 14th. So three times we get to see this Hornet team before we close out the regular season. I'm looking forward to watching your ball club. And I can't thank you enough for having me on. I really appreciate it.
We're thrilled to have you. Yeah, you're right. It's an odd schedule. 5 months we didn't see each other a lick. And now we're going to have three games in a month span here. But it'll be a lot of fun. Tim Alcorn, the great voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, thank you so much again for joining us here on the HHC. Thanks for your hospitality in Cleveland, and we'll return it in Charlotte in a couple of days.
Sam, my pleasure. Again, look forward to seeing you as well, and obviously appreciate the invite. This was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thanks as well to our producer, Rob Longo, for putting this podcast together. Most of all, thanks to all of you for tuning in. Till next time, for everybody here, I'm Sam Farber, saying it's been a pleasure and a privilege having you along. We'll talk to you next time right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.